Welcome to Miller's Movers. Quite a quiet week of jumps racing. I will just touch on the little bit of jump racing that happened on Saturday at Newbury. Of course, we do cover flat racing on the betting podcast with SBK, but this is just all about the National Hunt game. So it was a fairly quiet weekend. There was two performances that caught my eye, and judging by my social media feed, caught a lot of people's eyes. The first was Cannock Park, who was second in a novice hurdle at Newbury. And many people felt it was perhaps a ride that Craig Nicol could have done better with. I can see where people are coming from, and I think essentially, if you ask Craig Nicol, he would like to have another go on this horse. But Cannock Park, in most of his previous runs, has made the running. He's looked like quite a relaxed, easygoing horse, but they opted to take a lead here. He was pretty keen early on, and then up the home straight, went in with a chance, looked to be really looking to lean to his left and hang to his left. Craig Nicol was trying very hard to keep him straight, sticking his left hand, sort of lots of weight down the right rein, trying to keep him straight. When he eventually essentially gave in Craig Nicol and let the horse go left, he really quickened up quite smartly and was only beaten in the margin of half a length, maybe even less. Many people pointed out that maybe he should have let him move to his left sooner. And I can see that argument. I can see the same argument in terms of why didn't they let him go on at the start and not have him pull. But have to bear in mind, these are young horses, and part of Craig Nicol's job will be to educate him for the future, trying to produce him to be the best possible horse he can be tomorrow and next season and the season beyond. And learning to take a lead and settle is essentially part of that. Otherwise, you become very one dynamic. And of course, running straight is an important attribute for a horse to have. Going back through his runs, I think he'd have been surprised that he hung left, because at Aintree, he didn't have a rail beside him. He ran very straight. So it might well just be that something comes to light once they get that horse home, and there was a reason why he was hanging to his left. So Cannock Park, certainly not a horse to give up on, and I'm not sure that Craig Nicol deserved quite the levels of abuse that he faced on social media, for all that I'm sure he would like another go on that ride if he possibly could. On a more positive note, performance that really caught people's eye was that of Regent Stroll, Paul Nicol's trained bumper winner, by walking the park out of a half-sister to Denman. That makes him a half-brother to a decent hurdler in Did They Leave You Out Too, and a full brother to Are You Wise to That, who started off this season as a very promising novice chaser for John Joe O'Neill. He slightly lost his way, but it's a smart family nevertheless. I really like what Regent Stroll did here. He was sort of under pressure from some way out, but found loads for pressure. Galloped very straight, looks to have a really nice attitude, very straightforward, and ultimately won going away in the manner of a smart horse. Paul Nicol said afterwards that he thinks that he is his best bumper horse. So despite he had two in the champion bumper, it was the Goss bonus that they came here for. That's why Regent Stroll missed Cheltenham. And he certainly does look a high-class prospect. No doubt he'll start off early next year. He's going to be a horse that's probably going to want 2 mile four, maybe even a bit further over hurdles, but he's certainly one to keep an eye on. But back in second was the horse that really caught my eye. Was Don't Mind If I Do, making his debut for Alan King and Tom Cannon. This horse is a half-brother to Lord Baddeldy, who's a decent handicap chaser. And he looked very raw on his first start. He sort of hung a bit left and a bit right up the home straight when under pressure. He's got quite a pronounced knee action, and he did change his leads five times, his leg lead, I should say, five times inside the last furlong and a half. That would suggest a bit of greenness. It might also suggest that this ground, combined with his knee action, was just lively enough for him. I perhaps don't think you'll see him on ground quicker than this. It might well be that he gets put away now to next year. But he put in a very strong display, finished very powerfully from quite a long way back. So Don't Mind If I Do is a horse I'll certainly be looking to follow next year, I suspect, in novice hurdles. Starting now with the handicap movers and shakers. So if you are new to this, they get reassessed on a Tuesday, or new marks get released on a Tuesday early in the morning. And this is just a quick look through of horses that have gone up or gone down or not moved at all, and essentially trying to find horses that we think are well handicapped. We'll start with horses going up, and the first one I want to pick on is Indoor, who won at Ludlow for Venetia Williams and my favourite amateur jockey, David Maxwell. You might well have seen his interview on Racing TV afterwards, where he was very candid and said Venetia didn't look too happy with him because he'd won by far too far, and indeed he had. The horse has gone up £12 to a mark of 121, which is fully deserved. He won with any amount in hand, won by 11 lengths, certainly value for far more than that. He has now qualified for the handicap final at the Punchestown Festival, and Indoor was very keen through this race in quite a small field. Certainly a bigger field, a stronger pace, you think would help him settle. That does, of course, come with a caveat that it makes things harder for his amateur jockey to navigate a passage through. But we should remember that Punchestown was the scene of David Maxwell's greatest triumph in the saddle when he got Bob and Co up in the final strides to beat Patrick Mullins and Billaway. I think people are quite quick to forget that. He doesn't look all that stylish, but I'm not sure he's quite as weak in the finish as people think. And he's certainly improved with his balance in the finish, which is so important in recent years. So wouldn't be a surprise to see Indoor go to Punchestown. I'll certainly be following him and cheering him on. Whether I have any money on him, I'm not sure. But I think this horse is well up to a mark of 121. Bigger field will suit him. So Indoor is certainly one to keep in your tracker if you are a David Maxwell fan, which I am. McLean was very impressive at Newbury on Friday for Richard Bandy. He won very, very impressively. Could be called the winner at virtually every stage. Travelled very powerfully, jumped beautifully. Jump at the third last, took him to the lead, and he was never in trouble from there on in. He's gone up £8 now to a mark of 124. He clearly relished his step up in trip from 2 mile 4 to 2 mile 6.5. I think he's a stayer in the making. I wonder whether Richard Bandy might keep him on the go. Perhaps fit in one more run between now and maybe look to go to the Bet365 chase at Sandown. That would, of course, be a further step up in trip, but he clearly likes a sound surface. He jumps beautifully. Horses that jump well are always at an advantage trying to trap like Stratford. So McLean would certainly be firmly on my radar. I don't think that £8 rise will catch him. A horse whose rise I think will catch him out is Rathgall Hill. He won under a canny ride from Robbie Dunn at Newbury, getting up in the closing stages off a very patient ride. He's gone up £7 now to a mark of 114. The runner-up to Hallow Tommy in the third place, Game Up for Glory, they were both handicapped to their very best, and I don't think the form is worth all that much. I think Rathgall Hill had every right to beat them. He looks to me a horse that needs everything to fall his way. As such, I think a rise of £7 to a mark of 114 will perhaps find him out, and he's a horse I would be looking to oppose next time. A few horses going down now, and the first is Sailing Grace. She returned from a 427-day absence at Fontwell on Monday. She got dropped £2 for finishing third, down to now a mark of 98. I thought that was a pretty good run. She was quite keen on this return to the track, and given that she was able to stick to her task quite well to hold on to third place, I thought it was a mark that needed upgrading, so I was surprised to see her drop this morning. She made a winning hurdle debut, beating Jupiter Allen, who's now rated 113 at Newton Abbott. She then went up to Ayr and was only narrowly beaten by Bois Guilbert, who's 117 rated. And then her third run came at Hereford when she pulled up, but she was found to be lame. And I think that's obviously caused this elongated layoff. At this mark of 98, I would suggest seriously underestimates her. If she takes a step forward for this reappearance run, I expect they'll give her a few weeks to recover from that. Sailing Grace is certainly a mare that I want to have on side off a mark of just 98. A horse that's perhaps been a bit frustrating in his last two starts is the Philip Hobson Johnson White trained Living on Luco. He's been beaten at Taunton and now lately at Southall. But his very best form has come on galloping tracks. And at Southall, he wears cheap pieces. He looked very awkward, very green when he got to the front. And ultimately lost a lot of momentum down to the last hurdle, got passed up the run-in and then rallied late on. He would look to me to be better suited by a more patient ride, but I think on a sharper track like Southern and Taunton, they're conscious that they have to make use of his stamina and therefore they're having to give him a more aggressive ride than perhaps suits his sort of slightly wayward mentality. He's got dropped £1 now down to a mark of 120. If they can return to a more galloping track, which might allow them to ride a more patient race while still making use of his stamina, I do think Living on Luco is a horse that's undoubtedly better than this mark of 120. He is perhaps a little bit of a complex character, but he's a horse that I would be keen to have on side in the right sort of race. Glory and Honour has been one of the many success stories for Syndicate Ursa Major Racing, and he looked very likely to go and win at Haydock last week. Travelled much the best in the Haydock 2 mile 4 handicap chase, looked to have everyone beaten all ends up. Before on very soft ground, his stamina gave way and he eventually weakened into third place. The handicap has given them a pound back. He's now down to a mark of 129. He's been very consistent for current connections, thrives on good ground. I expect to see him kept on the go well into the spring and early summer. And in the right sort of grade, on a flat track, on good ground, a mark of 129, I don't think will stop Glory and Honour. And he is also very attractively handicapped over hurdles, a mark of just 114, so a fully £15 lower than his chase mark. If they look to exploit that, and they haven't run him over hurdles yet, I think he's a horse that they could have some fun with through the summer. One final horse going down in the weights is the Seamus Mullins trained Jacqueline. She's down a pound to a mark of 99 for her third place at Chepstow last week in a mare's novice hurdle. She was quite free early on, over 2 miles, and then turning up the hill at Chepstow into the home straight, started to weaken, looked for all money like she would finish tailed off, but then rallied in great style, finished very powerfully, only beaten 5 lengths. She was given the winner, so 111 rated Love Tree, £3, only beaten 5 lengths, and yet she finds herself dropped a pound to a mark of 99. It's a peculiar piece of handicapping in my book. She looked to stay very well. She's got form on better ground, so I think if Seamus Mullins can find her a nice little mare's handicap hurdle, 2 mile 2, 2 mile 3, maybe even 2 mile 4 on some better ground, I think a mark of 99 hugely underestimates her. To finish with one non-mover this week, which is the Fergal O'Brien trained Go To War. He was quite well talked up heading into this season over hurdles, having had some good bumper form last year, but it's been fair to say he's been a bit of a work in progress. He unseated his rider on hurdling debut, but has built on that there on in. He won at Ludlow off a mark of 123 this week, where having briefly looked outpaced by Caught in the Act turning in, it was his stamina on soft ground at Ludlow that got the job done, and he was actually pulling away quite nicely at the line. He's been quite keen in a few of his races, certainly early on, and I think that's why Connection have kept him back to this 2 mile trip. He's undoubtedly a horse that's going to improve a lot when stepping up in trip. Whether that's this season, whether they'll perhaps look to go for perhaps a low graded race over this 2 mile trip before stepping up in trip next year, Go To War should certainly go into your trackers when learning to settle and stepping up in trip. That's it for Handicap Movers and Shakers this week. I'll be back again same time next week with a review of the weekend's action, the Easter weekend's action, as well as a look at the new handicap marks.